Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And don't change the dial because we have a great show for you today. We have Larry O'Neill here from Larry's Gardens. So we're going to be talking lawns, bushes, and gardens today. And we have Carl Parnell. And Carl, talk to us.
Well, welcome. Hello, everyone in Jacksonville. This is Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. And I'm here if you need information about money to buy a house. I'm here to take those questions as well so we can work on your yard or your finances, whichever is your pleasure today.
Yes, you can do that. What is new right now with the loan world?
Well, the program we talked about in previous month from the city of Jacksonville has run out of money, but we still have the state program. So if you're first-time buyers out there looking for down payment or closing cost assistance, we still have that out there.
How can they be out of money? How can people get offers through on that type of?
Well, what happens is they don't necessarily have a contract, but the city requires them to put in an application and reserve the money while they're looking for a home.
Got it. So our client is okay then?
Yes, it's okay. Still okay. So if they've got the reservation in place,
gotcha,
then they're good.
Oh,
they have
good
60 days to find a house. That's the hard part. And if they do not, then the city pulls that reservation.
It's kind of difficult.
And puts the money back in the pot again, and then you have to wait until they open up the applications again. So it's a little bit of a churning of money.
Very good. Well, that's good that the people have it reserved now. They have 60 days to find a home.
Exactly. And then after you find the home, they give you, and you get under contract, they give you 90 days. 90 days to close it. So you have plenty of time to do it. So you can actually get as much as five months.
Let's hope it doesn't take that long. They would never get the offer accepted.
Well, you wouldn't think so, but sometimes you run into repairs. Right now, with contractors are so busy, if a home needs to be repaired to meet the city's requirements for the program, it may take a little bit of delay to get a contractor out there to repair something.
We've got a secret list.
I bet you do. But I've had other agents that are
That's true. Just like appraisals right now are taking forever.
Yes.
And so, you know, we have to be on top of that in case we need to ask for an extension so people don't lose their binder money.
Exactly.
Because we have so many refis out there.
Well, what I explain to a lot of agents, they always think about extending the closing date, but there's also extending the loan approval date as well. Because you could lose a binder where, yes, I need more time to close, but if you don't extend the binder date, then you could lose the binder if you don't close on time. So make sure you're an agent out there, you extend both the closing date and the loan approval date so you don't lose a binder.
And you know, it's important that I notice that a lot of agents are not using the COVID form.
That's
true. We have a COVID form that, you know, in case somebody gets COVID, you know, that it can extend that contract. There's stipulations in there that is it's actually beneficial to everyone in that contract.
Right. The true professionals are using those. There's some smaller outfits that
overlook
that.
Now, granted, you know, here, you know, we're pretty lucky here in Jacksonville, but you just never know if somebody's going to get sick.
Yes.
So without that form, that could put you in some harm's way.
Exactly. So make sure you're dealing with a professional like Anita and her team, and they can make sure you can avoid those pitfalls.
Yes, for sure. And how's everything else going for you? Any tidbits for us on?
Rates
that I'm so proud of Tampa.
Yes,
winning.
Yeah.
That's great for their community there, and obviously for all of us that were cheering for them.
Yeah, I have a regional manager that lives down there. He's changed it from Tampa Bay to Champ Bay.
Oh,
yeah. So
they are Champ Bay.
Well, they have the Lightning, and now they have
Super everybody.
Bowl. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, they have. There's three. They have baseball.
and then football and hockey.
Hockey, yeah.
Right. Yep. So they've really taken over the sports world right now. So hopefully
the hockey is what? Tampa Bay?
Lightning.
Lightning, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, that little lightning bolt. It kind of reminds me of the Chargers, but, you know, who am I to say?
Yeah, they're selling T-shirts with all three of them on it.
Yes.
All three of the main players, obviously Brady and whoever the other two main players are. So that is really cool. That doesn't happen very often when you get all three of them.
Well, we laughed at the Brady showed a master's class to the up and coming star of the NFL on what it looks like to be a championship quarterback. So the Kansas City Chief people, hopefully their quarterback will grow into that role.
Now I'll have Jeff Stone King here next week, and I figure that was enough grieving period to for him since he's from there. But you know, they were both great teams, both great quarterbacks. So it was definitely interesting. The game wasn't so dynamic, and of course the halftime show was horrible. But
I didn't quite understand any of it. Did you?
No.
Okay, I thought maybe I was just too old for it, but the group I was in, there were some people younger myself, and they were like, "What are they doing?" And I said, "Okay, well then it's not just me.
Yeah, let's go out in the backyard and by the fire pit."
So that's when I went and got an extra bowl of chili.
Yeah. Yes. Do you have any trivia for us or any type of?
Well, I was going to talk about when Florida was. Well, how would you phrase it? When the Spanish relinquished control of the state of Florida, does anyone remember what year that was? And a hint is that it was 11 years before Jacksonville became a town.
Wow.
Was that before Calford?
Before
Jacksonville?
Well, Jacksonville was Calford at the time.
Right. Oh, I see.
And then they came in 1832, Jacksonville did, and said that they wanted to change the town to Jacksonville. But years earlier, the state of Florida was still a territory, wanted to become a U.S. territory, and was relinquished by the Spanish king and became a territory of the United States.
Well, if somebody knows the answer to that and wants to call in, I will definitely have a prize for you to send. If you have that answer at 904-831-0600, that's 831-0600. And you might have to write that answer. Probably AJ might know that, but if not, you might need to write it down.
I don't think that was around then.
No, it was before time, AJ.
That was before the Fuller-Warren Bridge.
Yes, it was, definitely.
So but, if there's any history buffs out there, and if you know that answer, we will give you a great prize.
Now, listener alert, this is a pre-recorded program today, so don't try for the contest today. This already happened a couple weeks ago.
The territory of Florida become a territory of the United States.
There you go. Our history buffs, if you know it, give us a call. I know the answer now.
Somebody might have Googled it already.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy one. I didn't want to get something too far out there.
I'll let you hold that up to him.
Oh, okay.
But as a lot of you know, I went to Miami last week and showed property down there. And I'll tell you, I haven't been down there in a little while just because, you know, of COVID-19, a lot of us not traveling. And, you know, I'm here to tell you it's still beautiful down there. The water's still amazing. I was surprised that it was cold down there. I only thought that Northeast Florida got cold. But, you know, this time of year, it's just gorgeous down there. Again, you know, no humidity or very low humidity and stuff. The condos, I just had a great time down there looking at real estate and selling real estate. So I did get one under contract there, which I was excited about.
Fantastic. And, congratulations.
And maybe that turned my luck because I was writing a contract just before the show and literally got here at the nick of time.
Thank you.
Talk about juggling. So anyway, give us a call if you know that answer or if you have questions, 904-831-0600. And we've got Larry O'Neill here from Larry's Gardens. So stay tuned here on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Yeah, the house is full and you can be a part of it. It's all right here. Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. That number to call again, 904-831-0600. It's all right here on Talk Radio 600 WBOB.
Hey. Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we are also live on Facebook. And Carl, repeat that question because we've got somebody on the line.
Yes. When did Florida become a U.S. territory? Is the basically the short answer.
Yes. And we have Diane on the line. Diane.
Yes.
Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What do you have for us?
Well, I know the Panhandle became part of a territory in 1803, and I think the rest of the state became a territory in 1810.
Well, actually, it became the treaty with the Spanish. We began occupying here in the U.S. in 1821 and then became a formal territory in 1822 when the U.S. recognized it and put military forces in. You're thinking of some of the uprisings that occurred when Andrew Jackson came into the territory, particularly Pensacola.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes, I was.
Well, Diana, you're going to be our winner because you were the closest one.
Yes, you were.
Okay, it's like hand grenades.
Yes. Yeah. So make sure AJ has your address and phone number, and I will mail you a surprise gift.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Did you have any other questions while you were on the phone?
I do not.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. She was. She knew her history there.
Yes, yes, because Pensacola was really the first premier city of Florida. Most people think of St. Augustine first, but Pensacola was a larger city than St. Augustine was.
I'm just shocked anybody even got close.
Yes, yeah. It's we don't really teach. Most American history is taught from 1607 forward when the English settled in Virginia and so forth. So, you know, and the Pilgrims and that sort of thing, but I always tell people from other parts of the country, there was a lot going on down here about 100 years before the Pilgrims got to Plymouth Rock. So,
well, there you go.
It's very surprising.
And the climate was a lot better.
Yeah, that's true. Went nearly as cold.
Probably. Well, Larry O'Neill, he is the man in town.
Yes.
Home of larrysgarden.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my grass right now looks dead.
Right.
And I always get concerned, being from Southern California, and I know you're familiar with my neck of the woods.
Right.
You know, our St. Augustine grass never went dormant. It never looked dead. It always looked pristine. And I get so frustrated when my yard and lawn looks like this. Is there anything I can do, or is I just have to wait it out?
Right now, if your lawn is looking a little tired, you know, but excluding any disease, now the diseases that are happening in the lawn a lot right now are going to be brown patch. And you're going to notice some irregular browning of the lawn, and the edges are going to be kind of a orangish yellow color, and they're going to look expanding. They're going to be expanding day by day. That's going to be brown patch. And then you should put some fungicide on that. And you should, because years ago when we had solid cold and it was cold during the day and cold at night, it wasn't an issue. But when we have high daytime temperatures and low nighttime temperature, it's going to be, going to allow you to get brown patch. And so a little bit of fungicide, continue that during the winter. It wasn't normally a treatment, but now it is. And then, you know, getting prepped for summer by, you know, people ask me if they should put on, you know, Bonus S or whatever fertilizer you use. And I say, no, because, you know, Florida, one moment it's 80, the next moment it's 32.
It's so true, and
that new growth is going to be very sensitive to any cold. So, and if it gets damaged, then it's going to take it longer to get green again. But one thing you can do is lawn preparation is building the soil and putting a little bit of milorganite out there. And I was just talking the last week about maybe using some alfalfa pellets. Why people, you know, use alfalfa pellets, because alfalfa pellets has plant growth hormones, and it has a lot of trace elements in it, because the alfalfa roots can go, you know, way deep, 300 or 400 feet deep, and they bringing up all that good stuff from down below, and it's actually in the pellets, and then you can put it out as an organic fertilizer, and also using milorganite or Green Edge is another good fertilizer to use during this time to really get boost in the spring. So when you put your lawn fertilizer down, you're going to get immediate results, long-term results, and you don't have to use as much. I know a lot of people like to, you know, talk about, you know, being ecologically friendly. So, you know, fertilizers is, you know, a lot of times it leaches out and then it runs off and evaporates in the atmosphere. So you want to, the less you use, the better off you are. Because, you know, basically the fungicide and the funguses, the insects, all love lush grass. You know, like us human beings, we want the lush lettuce, the nice spinach. Well, exactly. They're looking, the bugs are looking for that too, you know. So I rarely would see a lawn that's looking a little lean or underkept as far as the amount of fertilizer, even though it's thin, disease or anything.
Well, mine must be bug-free then.
Probably is.
They're moving. All mine's wilted. They've moved on. Yeah.
They moved on. We're not stopping here to dine.
Yeah.
But so the key thing really is that if you have a green grass and with moderate growth, that's the ideal situation. Sometimes when you put a little bit extra Bonus S, you have green grass with lots of luxuriant growth, and that's more susceptible to disease. So any way you can reduce the amount of fertilizer you put on by, you know, making the soil, that's what you're doing basically, is putting, you know, milorganite, building the soil units, you're going to be better off in the long run.
I think I'm going to need some of that because mine looks pretty dead, even though I know it's not.
Yeah. It could be frosted damage, you know, that's frost damage on it, but it will pop back. Don't worry. It's one of those things that happens, you know, the turning of the ball nature, you know.
Right.
This is another good time of the year also, if you're thinking about working in the yard, is to transplanting shrubs. It makes it much more easy on them. So if you're thinking about moving a boxwood here or viburnum there.
Okay.
So, or cutting down those big azaleas, so even though you may miss a blooming season because you'll be cutting off the flowers, reduction from, you know, 12 feet to 2 feet is possible now. Those big viburnums, Viburnum otissimus, Viburnum suspensum, is, you know, covering your front window almost to the, you know, the eaves of your house. You can cut them down to about maybe 2 foot, you know, and they'll recover and they'll be nice, nice green balls.
Okay, I do have one in front of a window that looks like it needs to be trimmed down. So
yeah,
that would be good.
Boxwood, people have overgrown boxwood. You can cut them down to maybe 6 to 12 inches. I mean, you have a 2.5 foot boxwood. This is the only time you can do that because this is their dormant. The weather is perfect for them. And then, you know, also you want to put maybe a handful of fertilizer on them, some slow release fertilizer, so they can recover quickly and won't look like a stub in your yard, you know.
You know, I've lived in my house for about a year and a half. And when I first moved in, he's got two fruit trees, and you know, he said, well, they don't give too much fruit. And of course, it's amazing when you feed it how much fruit you get.
Oh yeah. Yeah, water and feeding it is kind of like us, you know.
Yeah, really.
I took a picture of it and sent it to the seller.
Yeah.
And he goes, how did you do that? I said, I fed it.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, you know, and I'm not, you know, a green thumb type person. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that I'm not a green thumb person, I just, you know, I have people take care of my yard, but
right.
You know, there's certain things that we as homeowners still need to take care of, and we need to, you know,
right,
make sure that they're
a
doing,
little involved in it. Yes.
You still have to be involved in it, you know.
Some of the things about this time of the year when you're working in the yard, you know, most people don't think about fertilizing until the, you know, it's all warmed up to, you know, in April, May. But this is the only opportunity where you're going to get the biggest flush of foliage, the biggest amount of flowers. Because this is, you know, when the plant is storing the energy, it's not a lot of green growth. So when you fertilize now, you're going to get like twice as much, you know, depends on the plant, twice, you know, a lot better result.
Sure.
Because there's going to be that time to work into the soil. Plants are going to restore up. And then so when it goes with new growth or blooms, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yes.
Well, what about a variegated spidosporum?
You can cut them back down to the nib.
Really?
Yeah, okay. They'll come right back. You know, if you can cut a 6 foot spidosporum down to maybe 8 or 10 inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know what I'm going to be doing.
It's
this
massive reduction. You know, this is the time.
Especially if your wife's listening.
Yes, really.
You know, I mean, this is the only time of the year you can do it.
Okay.
Because you know you don't have bugs, you don't have disease, and the plant's dormant. Basically.
What about hibiscus?
Hibiscus, the same thing. You can cut those things down,
okay.
Down.
Go be busy.
And
busy,
actually,
busy.
They'll benefit, you know, from that because they'll be much more bushy. You know, when you cut down things, they get more full. So if they're getting leggy, a good shearing will bring them back into right posture.
So it sounds like that this time of year is really a good time to
cut down and
prep
your
lawn for the hot summer.
Lawns, shrubs, everything. This is the time to really.
And like you said, it's, you know, if you need to pull something out, it might be a little bit easier to do that.
On you, too.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. You know, yeah, things are kind of wet and moist
cool.
and it's
cool
out. Yeah,
and no mosquitoes. So.
And no mosquitoes.
Yeah, there we go.
I think I'm going to be out
no
there.
No seams, you know, yeah. Getting you.
I'll text you.
It's a good time to get that vitamin D that we all need.
Right.
Well, we've got Larry O'Neill in the house, and we have Carl Parnell. So if you have questions about lawns, bushes, and gardens, give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. Or if you have any questions about money, we've got Carl in the house as well.
Did
so
you
stay
say
tuned.
Money?
Money, money, money.
All right. Do you have any hot items later in the show?
Maybe.
Maybe. This is warm outside.
Yes.
And warmer tomorrow. All right. It's going to be hot right here. Rapid Fire Real Estate on a Wednesday afternoon on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio AM. 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House has passed a sweeping pandemic relief package over Republican opposition. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. The $1.9 trillion bill provides direct payments of up to $1,400 for most Americans, extends emergency unemployment benefits, and boosts spending for COVID-19 vaccines and testings. It also provides billions of dollars to states and cities, schools, and ailing industries. Democrats say their American Rescue Plan will help the country defeat the virus and nurse the economy back to health. But Republicans criticize the measure as more expensive than necessary and that it sends money to projects not directly tied to the pandemic. On Wall Street, the Dow by 464 points, the Nasdaq dropped 5, the S&P 500 up by 23, oil up to $64.49 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Portman. Florida is closing in on an unfortunate milestone. As of yesterday, there were over 1.95 million coronavirus infections statewide. Of those, Duval County has nearly 90,000 confirmed cases, including more than 1,200 fatalities. A robbery suspect who was found hiding in a dumpster is looking at a lot of prison time. Jacksonville police say that on Monday, Luis Rodriguez held up two places and then fired shots at them. Now Rodriguez is a suspect in nearly half a dozen more armed holdups and is charged with attempted murder. Jacksonville's tent city has been fenced off and is all but empty. Yesterday, city officials moved people out of the homeless camp on Jefferson Street downtown. A new indoor shelter opened up on West Ashley Street to house those from the camp who hadn't either left or found a place to stay since last week when the order was given. But it's only a temporary shelter. It'll close in 30 days. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's major delays because of an accident on I-95 southbound at 8th Street near downtown, blocking the left lane. Also, there's a crash on the West Beltway 295 southbound at Blanding Boulevard. And in St. Johns County, they're still clearing up a vehicle on fire on I-95 northbound at the ramp to State Road 16. That's closed down the off-ramp. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 49. Thursday, sunny, high up to 75.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
The Charlie Kirk Show. Weekdays at noon on WBOB.
President Donald Trump made his first public appearance since leaving the White House. He allowed Joe Biden to have a month. Now, what I find to be very interesting is Donald Trump afforded Joe Biden more of a political honeymoon than the media or the Democrats did.
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600 WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I've got Carl Parnell in the house.
Well, hello, Jacksonville.
And I've got Larry O'Neill from larrysgardens.com.
Yes, yes.
Nice to have you. We've got Lisa on the line that's got a question for you about banana trees. Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I could hear you guys talking away on the phone, plus with the commercial. Anyway, banana trees. Regular old banana trees in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, ma'am.
They are 5-grade I have had them before. I cut them back, and they came back very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is having an argument with me that you don't cut them back.
Well, you can cut back the leaves, but in order to have fruit on a banana, you need
to... We're
not
worried about that part.
Okay.
He makes bananas, but my experience with them, I chop them.
Yeah, you can mercilessly cut them down. You know, they're not a really sensitive plant, so you can cut them down to the ground if you want. But if you want,
that's healthy.
But there's only one thing: if you cut down the pseudo trunk to the ground, it will not produce fruit. The pseudo trunk has to be alive above this ground for 18 months for fruit production. But if you decide you want to cut it all the way to the ground, it will come back. And so, but a lot of fertilizer, and it will come right back. What kind of banana you got, Cavendish? Or
I don't know. Nobody's ever eaten one because the bananas, the trees are so tall that the bananas get so heavy on the tree that they break the branches.
Okay.
It's just he'll only trim them. And I said, Dad, I'm not saying to the ground. I'm saying chop all the dead stuff.
Yes, I agree with you because, you know, they shred in the leaves and the leaves,
it looks sickly.
Right.
It
they need
horrible.
To be rejuvenated like Lariope. You should be cut down every
year. Like us.
Like a good haircut.
Yeah, a good haircut.
Yeah.
Do you know that Cavendish is not going to be our banana anymore, that it's going by the wayside? That's an interesting fact about bananas, that we were going to have a new banana because the TR virus is wiping out all the Cavendish bananas. We had Gros Michel first. Cavendish replaced it, and then a little bit new one is going to come out, and we're going back to the Banana Republics.
I would never eat a banana off that.
Oh, you can. They taste good.
Yes, you should.
I know. My cousin lives in Lake Mary, mm-hmm. near Orlando, and she has eaten bananas. She made banana bread off her banana tree.
Oh, yeah. The best bananas are not even, we can't buy them. Because they don't ship well. There's some bananas that taste unbelievably good, but the Cavendish ships well, so that's why it's our banana.
Well, it's more made for look than eating the banana, so I'm telling him, I chop them, give him a good haircut.
Machete him.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's great.
And she needs to check out my wife's recipe of banana bread. She made some this past weekend. It lasted 2 days in my house. Everyone just went after it.
Oh, my Lord.
Banana bread is great.
Yeah. It is. It is so good.
Throw a little walnuts in there, you know.
But my wife also throws walnuts in, but she'll throw in those micro mini chocolate chips in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's raise the calorie count up to 1,000 calories per piece.
But it tastes good, man.
You should taste her candy that she makes.
Oh, yes. Fudge. My wife's quite the cook. That's why I'll never be small.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it was hard to share that with Betty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, she'll never know. But what type of plant right now? We talk about fertilizing.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good.
Right.
And if you can get away with it and put, obviously, manure on there.
Yeah, manure is the best thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's been since the beginning of time.
My dad used to do that back at home, and our St. Augustine
looked beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it was like carpet.
Yeah.
It was just gorgeous.
If you can do that, that would be a wonderful thing to do, but, you know, there's some other repercussions.
Yes, exactly.
That's why they make bag fertilizer, because, you know, you don't want the neighborhood smelling like, you know, that stuff. You know?
Right, yeah. So you may not want to use that, but it's a good time to fertilize. It is a great time to pull things up if you need.
Right.
And
roses, if you got roses,
and prune everything down.
Roses, this is the time you want to cut your roses down to the, you know, to the nub, you know, to the ground. You know, not to the ground, but above the thing. And then you want to get some Miracle-Gro, and you want to get some fish emulsion, and put about, you know, 3 or 4 applications, about a gallon on each one, and they'll become. You won't even recognize them as the same plant. If you did that like 3 or 4 times before, maybe end of March. They will not look the same. I promise you. I had a 350 rose garden before, and this is the. And I tried every kind of fertilizer there is that known to mankind to bring out roses. And that will you use fish emulsion and Miracle Rose fertilizer. Put about a gallon on them. Or do it 3 or 4 times. They will not be the same. You know, you'll be. Everybody will come in looking and says, oh my gosh, what did you do? You know, you'll be the garden warrior of the neighborhood, you know. So that's another thing you can do this time of the year. Also, your crepe myrtles, they'll get on your crepe. If you want really crepe myrtle blooms, just, you know, your tree bending over, laboring just to hold its flowers up, you know, put a little bit of that on there with some mill organite. And every time I do that to my crepe myrtles, when they're not, you know, producing much, I mean, literally, I have Natchez, and they'll be bending over. The trucks will be hitting the branches. Wow. Because the flowers will be, you know, three or four times the size. And you can't really change the sequence either. If you don't do it now, it will never be the same if you do it in March. Oh, you must do it now. This is the opportunity of the lifetime, of this year, to really affect the overall growth of your crepe myrtles. And then, you know, if you wanted to cut, you know, neatly cut, or, you know, cut them down to the ground. I really like crepe myrtles, too, as a new foundation planting, because, you know, they have some new varieties. You can cut them down to the ground every year, and you can grow them as a shrub, like kind of like a perennial. And they have a lot, multiple branches. The more you do it, the more branching they're going to have. And they're going to have gorgeous flowers. So this is something you can do, too, you know, in improving your overall landscape, fertilizing your perennials and planting some annuals.
Yes. What about gardenias?
I love gardenias. I love gardenias, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're if you can put some trace elements on them, you know, gardenias like trace elements because our soils are not really suited for them. A little bit of compost, a little bit of fertilizer this time of the year, they're going to look wonderful. Especially because gardenias, you know, leaves oftentimes turn yellow. You know, they're yellow and ratty looking. But that's normally going to be caused by lack of trace elements. So you can get some chelated iron or anything with trace elements in you know, and put that on compost and a light amount of fertilizer, you know, and they'll look great. I mean, there's nothing like them.
Very good. Now, is there anything that we can start planting to get ready for?
This is the best time. You know, oftentimes people, when we're doing landscapes and people ask me, you know, should we wait till spring? No. This is like Wisconsin. This is like a summer day in Wisconsin. This is really not winter here. So planting your plants right now is your best opportunity now because they have time. The ground temperature is about 58, 60 degrees now. And then when it starts to rise up, they'll start rooting and building that energy and the reserve. And all the demand for upper growth is not low. So they can really concentrate on getting rooted, and you're going to have a better result in the spring when it starts warming up. The plants are going to be more established and more resistant to drought and less problems with transplant shock. This is the best opportunity you have to go out and redo your landscape, you know.
Well, we shouldn't forget, though, that we still probably have, one more freeze
right
this month. So when you do those new plantings, you need to care for them as well.
Right. You got to water, because, you know, our winters are dry. Our summers
they
are wet.
They are, and, trying to still figure out my lawn. Maybe it's not getting enough water.
Well, it's a good time to look at your irrigation system. Most of the lawn irrigation systems come on at night, you know.
Mine does. I hear it go on.
Yeah.
But,
and you don't even know
mean a whole lot.
If it was working or not working, you know.
Right.
So look at the heads, look at the nozzles, the spray nozzles on your shrubs, because a lot of times they get, you know, calcifiltration, and they're only working maybe at 50% efficiency. And if you just remove that nozzle and you, or just replace it or clean it up, you know, you're going to improve the efficiency of your plants. And then also areas, you know, where you don't need irrigation, you know, like between the sides of houses, oftentimes there's a drainage swale there and they don't need irrigation. You know, you can go ahead and turn those off, you know, because a lot of times like ligustrum or viburnum, they're getting overhead irrigation, they get leaf spot, and the ground's always continuously let. I'd say turn the irrigation off. Ligustrum doesn't really need much irrigation.
Right.
You know, try to evaluate that and save yourself some money. And then sharpen up that lawnmower. You got 9 months of work to go.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, I've got that electric one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very good. If you have questions, we have Larry O'Neill from LarrysGardens.com in the house to ask those questions. So give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And we have Carl Parnell talking money, money, money.
They're ready to
help
answer your questions.
So call
bring them
us
on.
Here. We'd love to answer all your questions. And stay tuned. We've got a little bit more for you
here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We sure do. And that number to call, if you have any questions, comments, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. Back with the crew and Anita right here, Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio, WBOB.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hello, everyone. We are talking lawns, bushes, and gardens here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And, you know, we also have Larry, I love your name. We have Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group here, a great sponsor for our show. We appreciate you.
Always fun to be here.
Yes. And let's talk a little bit about gardens, you know, and
we're talking about this because not only is it a perfect time for you all to get out, get some vitamin D, the weather's good, and it's cool out. It beats doing it late in spring or a summertime, and for a lot of plants, it may be too late. So you want to get out there. It's easier to pull up those plants if you need to remove something, and it's good to prune them down and feed everything. But how about a garden? You know, people like, especially, we know prices are going to go up.
Oh, yes.
That's
it's amazing the cost of food nowadays. I mean, it is.
Yeah, now. Or what a tomato costs when you can plant a few seeds in the back and grow them yourself.
Right.
And they're so much better that way.
Right.
So,
and they're free of pesticides, free of all the fungicides. I can't believe I paid $3.89 for a sumo tangerine or a mandarin. Oh, I just can't believe it. But they are absolutely fantastic. So when I went down to Miami, I bought myself one.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, I was happy for three. I could sell them to my neighbors and make my mortgage payment. You know what I mean? But it's a great time to start tomato garden. Tomato gardening is one of the most, you know, important things in America. Everybody has a tomato somewhere, you know, in the family line. Somebody's growing tomatoes. I see them when I go to a body shop. They got a 5-gallon bucket and a tomato plant in it, you know. So
yes,
this is the perfect ideal weather. If you could start your seeds, you know, you get a pack of seeds for $2.99, which is hard to believe. You know, when I was first started gardening, like
they were
35,
almost free.
35 cents or 10 yes. cents, you know what yeah. I mean? And then you give you a shovel full, you know, but now you get like 10. Here's 10. Well, you know, they count them out to you. But, you know, it's a great time to start and for cheap, you know. And, you know, you can start them either in a small milk carton or I want to economize because a lot of people go out and buy all this fancy stuff to start a garden or start a vegetable, and then they end up, they've invested $1 million in that one, you know, eggplant, that one tomato. So, you know, just get a milk carton, some brand new topsoil, I mean potting soil, and put your seeds in there, put them on the window sill. As soon as they're up, your tomato plants are up there, maybe put the first set of leaves on, go out and put them outside in the garden that you're going to be your vegetable garden. For instance, if we have a 30-something degree day, just take a Coke bottle, cut the bottom off. That makes a little miniature cloche. And, you know, cloche is a thing you do to, like, a miniature greenhouse. And
got you
just you. Put that right over the top of your in vitro vegetable, whatever it be, tomatoes, you know, eggplant, whatever you're starting out with. And that protects us from the frost. And you just
Give people another tidbit. What they can use too is you can go to the dollar store and get those clear umbrellas, and those you can put right over.
Yes, yeah.
And they work perfectly.
For a dollar.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I'll pick up some of my cheap glasses when I'm there too. When I get one of those, you know. But there's a great way to start. I mean, this year there's going to be a shortage of plants. If there's such a thing as that, grass.
Did they get COVID?
No, they didn't get COVID. Everybody gardening is up like 80%.
Oh.
Gardening and landscaping is up 80%. They are completely sold.
It's because we're home.
I went to buy citrus trees where I normally had no problem buying citrus trees, you know, this time of year because no one's really. They were sold out. One of the largest growers of homegrown citrus trees sold out. They got like 5 trees left. You know, it's amazing that how much gardening houseplants have. You know, the houseplants are really trending too. You know, they're up and thing. But so
that makes a lot of sense. You know, and because of COVID,
people are at home.
People are home.
How can I make it look better? You know, I mean, so they're out there trying out vegetable gardening for the first time. Or
well, you have definitely gotten me motivated. Because now, you know, I'm thinking of all the little things do this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, they're simple things. They really are. And it does make your house look so much better. And if you're going to sell it, and if you're thinking even of selling it, this is a good time to prep it. You know, if you're one of those that are, you know, I'm going to wait till spring to put my house on the market. Well, this is the time. Cut things back. Pull out those.
Neat.
Make it neat, tidy, and green.
Well, I always have a general saying that if the grass ain't right, nothing's right. Because, you know, I don't care if the land.
I believe that, too.
we call it in the trade, what are the curb appeal?
Right.
We do. We call it curb appeal.
Right.
And it's so funny because it's hard when I, you know, you come from Southern California.
Right.
And, you know, we compete with our neighbors. Of course, none of us mow the lawn back there. But, you know, we definitely fertilize. We're the ones that still fertilize and plant the flowers and stuff like that. We make sure that everything's fed out there. So. You know, because if our neighbor's, God forbid, if our neighbor's lawn is greener than ours, right? You know how it is out there. It's everybody's, you know, it's the Sufferd wives.
It's like, it's competition.
Yeah.
Garden competition.
It really is back there.
Well, that's a form of flattery, you know what I mean? So if they're, it's a form of flattery.
And what's nice too, just, and even here, because I noticed this when I had my handyman over during COVID, I had him come over and, you know, so he could still make some money. He was, fixing, you know, the little things that I will never do type of list. And I then started seeing some of the neighbors out and about. So it is contagious.
Oh,
people see it, and it definitely is contagious.
Right, right.
Yeah. And, in fact, he's the one that brought it up to my attention. I'm thinking, no way. And I walk out there, and the neighbors were out piddling around out in their homes.
If you really want to do something this season to really make your life, you know, not a lot nicer for the next 9 months, is when you're remulching, you know, get some cardboard, lay that down before you put your mulch down, and then don't have any overlap. You can lay right over the top of the mulch that's existing and put your mulch right down over the top. That recreates a physical barrier, will not allow any of the weeds, besides maybe sedges, to come up in that flower bed. And we do this all the time when we're starting out with a new landscape or they haven't been taking care of it, and that is really, really... weeding is the most laborious and most, you know, unwanted task, and you'll enjoy your garden or your landscape much better. You can do that in your vegetable garden too. Just cut a little hole in the cardboard and plant your plant right in there, and this is great for weed suppression. It's a perfect time to start it because you're blocking any of the new weeds from starting.
Especially
do
dollar
it,
weed,
and you're gonna love it.
Now I have a question about that. Well, do you have to have the Amazon little face? Facing down or facing down.
Facing down.
With all those cardboard boxes from everybody ordering stuff.
Make sure it's not white. I had someone complain that we used white cardboard. So, you know, a little piece of white cardboard. So, I can see that. I will put a little more mulch on that.
Is there any secret for a good, healthy garden? Or is it just feeding it?
Secret for a good, healthy garden, there is, you know, over 30 years of gardening, visiting all the gardens throughout the world in the country, there's one thing that's the best thing for, and I can put it in one sentence, compost. Compost, organic elements, there's nothing that can make up for it besides that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Composting. So if you can compost your garden, you're going to be in great condition.
Perfect. Yeah. I love it. So if you need to reach out to Larry O'Neill, you want to go to larrysgarden.com. And... check him out. He's got the answers. And Carl Parnell, how can people get a hold of you for that refinancing or for a new home loan?
Well, sure. Just call me at 904-476-5236 or visit my website at carlparnell.com. Glad to help you.
Yes, that's easy. carlparnell.com. I love it. I love it. And if you're prepping that home to get on the market or if you're looking for a new home, I can help you and be of service to you. And you can reach me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we'll see you next week.
Stay safe, guys.
As an investor.